WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey guys, Jake Carter here, back with another daily dose of masculine power. Today, we're talking about something that might sound a little woo-woo at first. Gratitude. Yeah, I know, it's not exactly bench pressing or conquering that fearsome mountain climb, but trust me on this one. Practicing gratitude is seriously powerful stuff. And no, I'm not just saying that because it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. We live in a world that's constantly bombarding us with negativity, news headlines screaming doom and gloom, social media showcasing everyone else's perfect lives, and let's be real, the occasional grumpy coworker. It's easy to get caught up in the cycle of what we lack, what's going wrong, what could be better. But here's the thing. Focusing on the negative just drains you. It chips away at your mental well-being, leaving you feeling stressed, anxious, and frankly, less than your best. So how do we break free from this negativity spiral? By flipping the script and actively cultivating a practice of gratitude. You know that feeling when something truly awesome happens, like nailing that presentation at work, scoring tickets to the big game, or just enjoying a perfect cup of coffee on a sunny morning? That's the power of gratitude in action. It shifts your perspective, amplifies the good in your life, and builds resilience against the inevitable bumps in the road. Ready to unlock this power for yourself? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll get you started on your daily gratitude journey. First up, make it a ritual. Don't just think about grateful things randomly throughout the day. Carve out a specific time, maybe right after waking up or before bed, to actively reflect on what you're thankful for. It could be as simple as jotting down 3 things in a journal, whispering them to yourself, or even sharing them with someone you love. Second, get specific. Instead of just saying, "I'm grateful for my family," think deeper. What are you truly thankful for about them? Maybe it's their unwavering support, their hilarious sense of humor, or the way they always know how to make you laugh even on your worst day. The more specific you get, the more powerful the feeling of gratitude becomes. Third, look beyond the obvious. We often get caught up in focusing on material things, a new car, that awesome vacation, etc. But true gratitude encompasses so much more. Be thankful for experiences, relationships, personal strengths, and even challenges that have helped you grow. You know that saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." Well, practicing gratitude helps us appreciate the strength we've gained through those tough times. Fourth, appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, the sound of birds singing, or a genuine smile from a stranger. These seemingly insignificant moments can hold immense joy and gratitude. And finally, remember that gratitude is a practice, not a destination. Some days it'll be easier than others to feel genuinely grateful. That's okay. Just keep showing up, keep making an effort, and remind yourself of the good things in your life. Okay, picture this. You're heading into work after a tough week. Everything feels overwhelming, deadlines are looming, you're running on fumes, and that annoying coworker keeps hogging the coffee pot. But before you step into the office, you take a moment to pause and reflect. You think about your amazing family who always cheers you on, the fact that you have a job you're passionate about, and even that hilarious meme you saw on social media earlier that made you laugh out loud. Suddenly, things don't seem so bleak, right? That's the power of gratitude. It can shift your entire perspective, even in the midst of chaos. So here's the deal. Gratitude isn't some fluffy self-help trick. It's a powerful tool for building mental resilience and unlocking a more fulfilling life. By making it a daily practice, you can train your mind to focus on the positive, cultivate genuine happiness, and ultimately become a stronger, more confident version of yourself. Think about it. What are 3 things you're grateful for right now? Take a moment to really feel those emotions, appreciate them deeply, and let that gratitude fuel your day. Remember, guys, this isn't just another podcast episode. It's a commitment to growth. Join me on this journey as we unlock the power of masculine power through daily affirmations and real-world practices. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little extra motivation, leave a review if you found it helpful, and keep coming back for more daily doses of inspiration. Until next time, stay powerful, stay grateful, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.